It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local side. Our KFMO Classic Series begins tomorrow. The 8-week series that rebroadcasts some of the best high school and Mineral Area College games from the previous season begins with a boys basketball Class 3 state sectional where the Kingston Cougars beat the Jefferson Blue Jays for their first ever playoff win in the state playoffs. Well, Mason Nelson had 19 points, and we heard highlights and an interview with Nelson from yesterday. Well, today, it's Cody Yates. He had 27 points in the big win, and he wasn't only scoring as he was setting up teammates for key buckets. Here are his first half highlights from a thrilling first half where the Cougars were propelled ahead of Jefferson.
9 seconds left in the quarter. Bounce pass to Juliet. Cutting, that's Cody Yates, and he lays it in! Cody Yates with 7, 12-7 the score. A foul is whistled as well in the and one coming up for Cody Yates. Oh my. Cody Yates has it up top, down low. Brendan Yates, reverse lay-in, got it! And a quick timeout called by Jefferson. Player hurt on the floor. 1 out of 3, now he takes one. Cody Yates got it! 13 for Cody Yates, 31-15. Kingston's got Jefferson doubled up. Into the logo for Cody Yates. He'll work around a defender, pull-up jump shot from the elbow on the left side, and he got it again. Cody Yates cannot be stopped tonight.
Cody Yates met with KFMO Sports after the game.
It means a lot. I mean, it still doesn't even really feel real. Like, I knew we could come into this game and win. I knew it was going to be tough to compete. And I think we did a really good job of that. It just feels, it's so amazing. Like, I can't even explain how awesome it feels.
So Jefferson comes out with a 7-0 run. Paul Hamilton calls the timeout. Did that timeout settle you guys down where you guys turn it around and what, I think it was a 23-0 run you guys went on from the first and second quarters?
Yeah, definitely. That timeout really, you know, like, shots just weren't falling for us early, and we knew they would, and he kind of just, you know, reminded us, you know, stay up, shots are going to go in, and we stayed positive with each other, trusted each other, and shots started falling for us, and we just kept going from there.
Historic season, not just for the school, but for you as well. You joined the 2,000-point club. You are the all-time leading scorer. You got that earlier in the season, so each game you're adding on to that, and now you win this state sectional. What has this season meant to you as a senior?
It means a lot. Like, I can't really explain it. Like, it's so surreal, and it's awesome. And, like, I'm really excited. I'm just so proud of everybody, all our guys, and I wouldn't ask for anyone else to play with. Like, this is just a bunch of guys, a great group of guys.
That KFMO Classic re-airs in its entirety tomorrow at AM 1240 KFMO at 6 o'clock in the evening. And our KFMO Classics will re-air every Wednesday from June 12th, that's tomorrow, all the way until July 31st on AM 1240 KFMO. The schedule can be found at the website, KFMOsports.com, or finding KFMO Sports on Twitter. Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals continue the homestand with the Pittsburgh Pirates for 3 games, and it starts tonight. Here's the Cardinals Radio Network.
After taking yesterday off, the Cards are ready to continue the homestand at Busch Stadium tonight. The Redbirds are 2-2 on the homestand so far after earning a split with the Colorado Rockies thanks to a 5-1 win Sunday. Cards will welcome the Pirates to town for a 3-game series which starts tonight at Busch Stadium. Cardinals and Cardinals fans alike will get their first look at MLB's number 2 overall prospect, Paul Skenes. He starts game 1 of the series. The 22-year-old Skenes is 3-0 with a 3.0 ERA in his first 5 starts as a big leaguer. He has 38 strikeouts and just 6 walks in 27 innings. Miles Michaelis will look to make it back-to-back wins. He's coming off a 6-inning outing in a victory over Houston last Wednesday, and he makes the start tonight for the Redbirds. Michaelis is 4-6 with a 5.32 ERA overall. First pitch is 6:45. Amarin Total Access gets underway at 5:50. I'm Joe Pott on the Cardinals Radio Network.
Monday scores for Major League Baseball. Baltimore defeated Tampa Bay 5-2. The New York Yankees get another win. They beat Kansas City 4-2, and Carlos Rodon get his 9th win of the year for the Yankees. Seattle used a Cal Raleigh walk-off grand slam to beat the Chicago White Sox 8-4. In interleague play, Minnesota shuts out Colorado 5-0. The Central leading Milwaukee Brewers over Toronto 3-1. San Diego tops Oakland 6-1, and San Francisco scores 3 runs in the 10th inning to beat Houston 4-3 in extras. Major League Soccer, St. Louis City SC plays Saturday at 7:30. They're at FC Dallas. And the NASCAR Cup Series saw Kyle Larson win at Sonoma on Sunday. They're back at it this weekend with the first race at Iowa. We'll have coverage on KFMO Sunday night at 5 with pre-race in the Green Flag Waves an hour later. At 6. NBA Finals, the Boston Celtics lead the series with the Dallas Mavericks 2-0 as they shift to Dallas for games 3 and 4. Game 3 coming up Wednesday at 7:30 on ABC. And Stanley Cup Final Game 2 last night, the Florida Panthers beat the Edmonton Oilers 4-1, scoring 3 goals in the third period. Edmonton scored on their first shot of the game, but Sergei Bobrovsky made 18 saves straight after that to secure the win. Evan Rodriguez scored 2 goals in the win for the Panthers. Forward Matthew Tkachuk says the Panthers limiting the Oilers to just 1 goal in the first 2 games of the series comes from the execution of the game plan.
We just try to play the same game. It's not like we're trying to play a different game or try to shut it down or whatever. Just play really hard, play in your face, keep the gaps good, play simple, move your feet, get some hits, and yeah, it's all about moving our feet out there, and I thought we did a really good job of that tonight.
Oilers center Connor McDavid says he's looking forward to seeing how they respond to losing the first 2 games of the series in Florida.
It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be difficult. And I'm excited to see what our group's made of. I'm excited to see our group come together. I'm excited to see us fight through adversity, and looking forward to people doubting us again.
The series heads to Alberta, Canada, and Edmonton, where the site of Game 3 and 4 will be played. Game 3 is Thursday night at 7 o'clock on ABC. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.